on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
As mental health took the spotlight at the UN General Assembly, where world leaders highlighted the global challenges it poses, a popular local comedian has opened up about his battles. For the first time, the UN focused on an official meeting on mental health, reporting that over a billion people worldwide live with a condition. Comedian turned mental health advocate Barry Hilton has also taken the opportunity to share his struggles with depression, ADHD, and dyslexia.
Depression is a bad thing. And what actually happens, I found the more famous I was getting and the more big my shows were, the deeper my depression was after the show, because I would go from 2,000 people laughing like mad, and then I would go sit in my hotel room, the loneliest place in the world.
Hilton says growing up being called stupid left him with imposter syndrome, but he says that doubt also drove him to prove himself, often under pressure.
I do things that actually now make me feel good. It's not about having the most money in the bank or having the most fancy car. It's about living my life how I want to live it.
Hilton says he learned to prioritize well-being over money, scaling back his work, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. The UN notes that only 9% of people with depression, the most common mental health condition, receive support, and only 40% of those with psychosis get help. Hilton encourages anyone struggling with mental illness to speak up and reminds others to listen without judgment.
We need to push together and tell people it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to do that, because too many people are ashamed that they might have a mental problem. They're ashamed that they have depression. They're ashamed that they just have anxiety, which is stupid. It's just that we're humans.
A prayer and memorial service has been held for the five children who died in a Pietermaritzburg crash. A minibus transporting pupils to schools veered off the road and ploughed into a crash in Imbali earlier this month. All of the victims were on board the taxi. One of them, 15-year-old Nomalanga Ndawonde, will be laid to rest tomorrow. Her family has not been attending today's memorial service as they are busy with funeral preparations.
Because others, they're done with their children. So I think for them it will be easy to go there. But for us, it's too difficult. Right now I'm waiting for the mother of the child to go and do some other things.
And a woman accused of being an ex-rebel commander who recruited and led child soldiers during Liberia's second civil war has been deported from the United States. Authorities say 43-year-old Maya Masese, known as Black Diamond, entered the U.S. on a visitor's visa in 2014. She apparently applied for permanent residency a year later after marrying a U.S. citizen. ICE officials in Atlanta say Sese was taken into custody in April following lengthy litigation on her immigration status. She was sent back to Liberia this month. Sese has denied any affiliation with the rebel group. Two back-to-back wars devastated the small West African country from 1989 until 2003, claiming around 250,000 lives. The top story, as mental health took the spotlight at the UN General Assembly, where world leaders highlighted the global challenges it poses, popular local comedian Barry Hilton has also opened up about his battles. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Ryder Cup is underway with Europe up in three of the foursomes matches going on at the moment. Fayda Crouch will give us the latest from the Springbok camp as a late change. She sees Oxen Chair withdraw from the match day 23. And Chelsea going to be without Cole Palmer until after the international break.